Many people have had to deal with the disappointment of canceling travel plans over the last few months, and future travel plans are still up in the air. But hardly anyone has had to cancel as many of those plans as Rick Steves, travel writer and public television host of Rick Steves Europe. He had expected to host more than 30,000 tourists on more than 1,000 bus tours through October. But in a recent piece in The Atlantic, he writes that he's learning some valuable lessons about using a traveler's mindset in his everyday life. Rick, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob, nice to be with you.
Well, Rick, you travel as a way of life, as your job in so many ways. Has it dawned on you that that was going to be off the table for the foreseeable future? What went through your head?
Oh, no, this really blindsided me. I was, as you mentioned, my work was just ramping up. Last year was our best year ever. We took 30,000 people on our bus tours around Europe. My guidebooks were just jamming. I think 25 out of the top 30 guidebooks in the United States to Europe had my name on the cover. And I had just hosted 100 of my guides at my office here in Seattle. And that was back in, I think, late January. And we were just euphoric. It was going to be our best year ever. And then, we had this big week-long workshop with our guides. They all flew home. We were almost sold out for our tours. And then just like a tsunami, it just swept through us. And now we've had zero revenue. My guides are unemployed in Europe. And I've got 100 people on my staff here in Seattle that we're still together. But we're just hunkered down and trying to be patient and doing our best. We've been through a lot of crises in 30 years of leading groups around Europe and writing guidebooks and so on, but nothing like this. And I look out my window and I just have to remember, for a lot of people, they wish they had tours of Europe to cancel. And, life is tough across the board. So we're all in this together and we have to stay together and be a good community.
Well, you write that you've been able to think about travel and the traveler's mindset and why we do it. With this time on your hands, what kind of realizations have you come to?
Well, it's occurred to me, and I've never had to think about this before, because for the last 30 years, I've spent 100 days in Europe. This is my first summer home in 30 years. And I'm realizing that you don't need to get on an airplane to be a traveler. To me, there's a traveler's mindset, Rob, and it's a curiosity, it's an openness, it's a eagerness to get out of our comfort zone and try something different. I've been able to actually employ that sort of mindset here at home, and I find that it's really an important life skill. So, I've had more people, interview me and have me on their TV or radio shows. Ironically, when I'm home not traveling, when I am doing my thing in Europe. And we're all locked down to a certain degree. And a lot of us have had our hopes and dreams dashed and carefully laid plans derailed. And I'm certainly in that category. But I think it's a chance for us to pause. I'm sort of addicted to productivity and I'm kind of a workaholic. And this is therapy for somebody who's addicted to productivity. It's God's way of reminding us to just take a breath and slow down. And there's other things in life, and we have a lot to be thankful for.
Well, I've done something that you've done and lots of people have done. Instead of getting on a plane or going on a road trip, I've gone for a ton of walks around my neighborhood. And you have done that with a traveler's eye. Can you share with the rest of us how to, take what seems really familiar and think of our backyard as a travel opportunity?
Well, yeah. I mean, just the other day I was walking home and I saw a snail on my neighbor's fence. And I got to admit, all I could think was escargot. I'd love to be in France having some escargot right now. But for me, I've just been astounded, frankly, at how many dimensions to life I was not respecting, not appreciating, oblivious to. Very basic stuff. I almost feel embarrassed that I didn't know how to use my oven. I'm a busy person. I just have leftover takeout food and so on. And I'm just love my work and I'm focused on that. But now I'm learning how to cook. I had not turned on my oven in the 8 years I've owned this house. And now I'm friends with my oven. I cut through an onion at the beginning of this COVID lockdown. And I realized I've never felt a knife cutting through a nice crispy onion before. And I almost like jumped for joy. It was like one of the things I experienced in Europe for my first time, but right at home. I've never really understood people who, have dogs as a big part of their life. I have to admit, I didn't even have a healthy attitude about that. Now, dogs are a big part of my life. I've got a hummingbird feeder on my deck. I'm doing different things. I dusted off my trumpet. It's been in darkness since I was in college, and I'm playing my trumpet when the sun goes down for my neighborhood. You know, it's taps time every time the sun goes down, and it's just sort of a celebration of life that we can do right here. And I do think it's very important. One beautiful thing, or not beautiful, one instructive thing about this whole pandemic is a reminder that this pandemic does not recognize different borders, different ethnic groups, different economic classes. I mean, we're all in this together. And, when you walk out, you realize this is a community and there's a lot of people struggling in ways that we might not be mindful of. And it's just a great opportunity to embrace the simple things and be positive and recognize that we need each other and we need our environment and we're all in this together. You know, we get that when we travel. We can also get that when we employ a traveler's mindset right here at home.
We're talking to travel writer Rick Steves, public television host of Rick Steves Europe. He's talking about taking a traveler's mindset into a slower pace of life during the pandemic, appreciating the things in and around our own homes. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Have you found new ways to appreciate your time in your hometown? A new hobby or picking up an old one, maybe looking at your local area through new eyes? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Share some more thoughts, Rick, of lessons you've picked up as a traveler around the world and how to capture that traveler mentality even when we're not hopping on the plane to go somewhere.
Well, it is really the cool thing about travel is travel lets you celebrate different things. It gets you out of your comfort zone. I always like to say it carbonates your life. Well, you know, I grew up thinking, cheese was no big deal. For me, when I was a kid, cheese was orange and the shape of the bread. And then you go to France and, these cheese shops are just festivals of mold. And the cheesemonger is evangelical. And his favorite thing is to find an American bumpkin and introduce him to the greatest cheese. I'm sure in Wisconsin, people appreciate cheese. And you go to Europe and you realize a lot of people spend a lot of money for fancy, stinky cheese. Now, you don't have to do that. But when you come home, you have that option to be excited about stinky, expensive cheese. And I really appreciate that. I don't need to embrace these ideas when I get home, but it's nice to know that they're really important for other people. When I travel, I try to be a cultural chameleon. That means I almost physically change. When I'm, I never go home after a long day of work here in Seattle and feel like a nice cloudy glass of ouzo. But when I'm in Greece, after a long day of sightseeing, I love to sit down and watch the boats in the harbor and nurse a nice cloudy glass of ouzo. I don't really understand tea in this hemisphere, but when I'm in England, I love a spot of tea, and when I'm in Scotland, I have a little nip of whiskey every evening. And when I'm in Tuscany, I have a nice corposo, a nice full-bodied glass of red wine. I don't feel like a nice corposo glass of red wine in Norway, and I certainly don't feel like that in Ireland, but in Ireland, I feel like a Guinness. So, that's the joy of travel. It gets us out of our comfort zone, and you almost have to do it when you're on the road. But you can do that right here at home, too. And again, that just it just makes your life have more colors in the palette. It makes the weave of your life a little more interesting. And we can do that. And we need to be bold. We need to try new things. I'm enjoying my piano like never before. I've enjoyed just turning out the lights and playing the piano, just letting chords move me from one direction to another. And it's a new fun little game I play. And I've had my piano ever since I was a kid, but I've never played this chords in the dark game. So we can do that. And again, it's that traveler's mindset. And then when the day comes that we can travel again, we'll be like birds that are let out of the cage. We'll be able to go explore the world and also use that wonderful mindset.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Marcus is with us in Milwaukee. Marcus, hi.
Hi. So I just want to say first, Rick, I love your show. I think it's fantastic. I've learned so much from watching you. But second, I've been watching a whole lot of your episodes on public television here in Milwaukee, and I sit and I draw and paint and get inspiration from some of your travels, and that's really been helping me get through the whole COVID self-isolation or whatever.
Thank you, Marcus. I love that thought. And, you know, one thing we're trying to do right now, because we know a lot of people are frustrated and sort of life is, you know, just difficult this year in so many ways. And we're trying to give people what we call a daily dose of Europe. On my Facebook page, I'm serializing my new book, which is called For the Love of Europe, and it's 100 essays. And every day we have a different essay about Europe. All of our TV shows are available for free anytime streaming on our ricksteves.com website. So we've got 100 different TV shows there. We've even got a program for teachers called Classroom Europe, where I've cut my shows into 500 little teachable, streamable clips, about 5 minutes each. So a teacher can type in water lilies and get everything we've ever done on Monet. And they could type in, you know, Leonardo and get everything we've done about Leonardo da Vinci. And they could type in, bulls and learn about the running of the bulls in Pamplona. So it's fun for people to be able to kind of bring a little bit of their travel into their world. And I'm so thankful to have public broadcasting to share my love of travel, both on TV and on radio.
Right now, we're picking up our conversation with public television and podcast host Rick Steves, travel writer extraordinaire. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Rick says we can bring a traveler's mindset to our pandemic lifestyle. Even if we can't travel, we can have that attitude to enjoy life in our homes and nearby. Call in at 800-642-1234. If you've been doing something like this, let's go back to your calls now. Julie is with us in Appleton. Julie, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to share, I'm someone who has always liked to travel and go somewhere for a long period of time and just stay and just sort of live life there. And I miss that. But I found a website over the weekend that I found so poignant. It's called windowswap.com.
Oh, yeah.
It's window-swap.com. And what it is anyone in the world can share the view from out their window. You post a video of about 10 minutes, audio and visual. And when you go on the site, you just click through and you can just literally look out people's windows all over the world, which right now just feels really meaningful, kind of sad. But
Julie,
really beautiful and exciting.
I saw this too, and I got to say, I had an emotional reaction. You know, watching a rainstorm outside of somebody's window in India, or you know, a view of a window out of Berlin. It was very touching. You too?
Oh, I love
Absolutely.
That. That's a great idea, Julie.
Thank you, Julie, for the call. Rick, online isn't the same as real, but there's something there.
Well, we got to be creative right now to get us through this, and. I go through a series. When I'm in Europe, I love to open the shutter in the morning. Sometimes I travel around so fast, I almost have to try to go, now, where am I today? And I throw open the shutters. You know, they've got these wonderful wooden louvered shutters, and I throw them open, and then there's this beautiful scene out the window, and the light is warm as the sun is low in the sky. It's a beautiful thing, and I just love that idea that Julie mentioned. I got to say, we're dealing with a lot of people that are homesick for their travels. And you mentioned you've got a cool thing at your station, Rob, where you share people's photographs. We made a poster called Europe's Top 20 No Travel Tips. I put it on my Facebook page at Rick Steves on Facebook. And we asked everybody to, how can you bring a little bit of Europe into your house just so you can get through this lockdown? And, you know, it's just a goofy list of 20 favorite tips. When your quarantine partner asks for water, you can say gas or no gas. When your kids get into the car, you can say mind the gap. You know, if you're missing all those wonderful European fountains, you can throw coins into your neighbor's bird bath, and on. So that's something, if you wanted to put it on your website, you could, but people can find that on our Facebook page.
I love it. Thanks so much for that call, Julie. I'm right there with you. Tom joins us next in Milwaukee. Tom, hi.
Hi, Mr. Steves. First, I want to thank you for the contributions you've made with your travel programs. I traveled in my early 20s overseas for a couple of years. I haven't been back, so I actually watch your programs just to keep up on things. But also particularly your history of fascism in Europe. It's a very powerful program. I would recommend that to all of our American viewers, listeners now. It's an excellent program. I've watched that many times, and I think I've slowly begun to understand the implications for the United States.
You know, Tom, but that is so, thank you for bringing that up, because I'm a historian and I really firmly believe that we can learn from history. History is speaking to us, and Europe learned a lot the hard way back in the 1930s. And there are wannabe autocrats all over this world right now, both on the left and on the right, that read out of kind of the same playbook about how they can derail their democracies. So we produced this show, and it was a surprise hit on public television. And it's just a one-hour look at the lessons that Europe learned from fascism, as half of Europe was fascist. It wasn't just Germany, you know. And it's just fascinating. And you mentioned you can watch it several times. It's so poignant. It's so real. And again, people can search for that, or they can find it on my website. And it's just Rick Steves' fascism, basically. And it is quite timely.
Tom, thanks a lot for that call. And that makes me think, Rick, we can do some studying up now, even if we're not there, so that if and when we get to travel again, we're not just getting the surface stuff. We're kind of understanding how what we see fits into the deeper history of the place.
You know, so often I started my career, Rob, giving budget travel tips. You know, everybody wanted to know the cheap tricks. And that was my thing back, you know, 30, 40 years ago. Now I find that, you know, the price is about the same, but you can get double the experience if you bring some context to it, if you know what you're looking at. And that's sort of the high-minded approach I have to tour guiding. And I'm so thankful to have public television, public broadcasting for my platform, because on your station, both radio and on TV, public television, you know, we can assume an attention span. We can respect people's intellect, and we can create programming not driven by a passion for keeping advertisers happy, but driven simply by a passion for inspiring people to reach out and embrace the world and celebrate the diversity and get out of their comfort zone. And in that way, you know, travel, thoughtful travel, and public broadcasting are kindred spirits. And now it's a beautiful time to reach out through public broadcasting, reach out through, you know, the books you read and the things you learn to be more comfortable with the rest of our world. And I find that, you know, there's a lot of fearful people in the United States, and there's a lot of people that are less fearful. And I think the most fearful people are the people who have no passports, who's not have the opportunity to travel, and whose worldview is shaped by commercial news media more than actual experience. And for me, to get out there, and as I'm blessed and privileged to do, spend a lot of time overseas, 4 months a year, ever since I was a kid, I know that you know, fear is for people who don't get out very much. And the flip side of fear is understanding. We gain understanding when we reach out, whether through, you know, thoughtful media or through travel itself. And we realize we're 4% of this planet, but there's 96% out there. And it just makes sense to get to know them. And it makes you a more positive person. I find the world's filled with beautiful people and a lot of joy and a lot of love. And I know that because I'm out there talking to people. I was just in Guatemala and Ethiopia and Egypt in the last season, enjoying great travels there, bringing home those shows for public broadcasting.
Talking to Rick Steves, travel writer and public TV host. Time for one more caller. I think Abigail is with us in Spooner. Abigail, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about Abigail?
Well, we moved to Spooner 4 years ago when we retired. And we live on the Yellow River, and we have kayaked every year. But this year, because we can't travel, we've made the river our travel. And we pay more attention to the colors. The water is real clear on the Yellow River, and we actually get out of our kayaks and walk in the river alongside of our kayaks and feel the mud in our toes and pick up stones and really appreciate the river much more than we ever did when we were out and about and traveling. And now with the colors starting to change a little bit, it's going to be glorious. And it just, you realize how much you have right in your backyard.
I love it,
Abigail. That's beautiful. I love that. And I've done the same thing, Abigail. I walked through the old historic cemetery in my town as a tourist would, and I learned a lot. I've never done that in my whole life. I've read the historic plaques in my town about each of the buildings. My friend and I took a kayak ride down the local little stream here, and we picked blackberries accessible only by kayak. And you know, it's just a chance to I walked through the green space, a little park 6 blocks from my house, and it's got old growth forest in there, and I'd never ventured in there even though I've driven by it all my life. There's so much right here to celebrate and appreciate. And then when we're able to travel again, and I'm sure that day will come, we can do that as well. But for the time being, it's really important that we are patient and embrace the science and work together as a community so we can make our country, you know, safe and healthy, and then we're open again to the world.
Thanks for that call. And Rick, thanks again for joining us today.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, Rob. And as I say these days, happy travels, even if we're just staying home for a while.
Wonderful. Rick Steves is the author of a travel guidebook series, host of Rick Steves Europe, the public TV series, and he hosts the podcast Travel with Rick Steves. He joined us to talk about how he's been traveling at home in his own community since the pandemic began.